Today's message is on spiritual renewal when the whole assembly worships.
今日嘅题目系呢个灵命更新，当会众系共同嘅敬拜。
So if you have your Bibles, please turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 29.
咁如果有圣经嘅话，我哋一齐打开历代志下29章。
Now if you notice that 2 Chronicles is a pretty lengthy chapter.
咁你知道历代志呢个书系一个非常之长嘅书卷。
And although I will refer to the entire chapter for today's scripture reading, we're only going to take a portion of it.
咁雖然今日嘅經文好長，咁但我抽其中一段嚟睇。
So for today's scripture reading, we'll take a look at we'll read verses 25 through 30.
我哋一齊嚟睇呢個25去到30節。咁經文係咁講：王有派利未人在耶和華殿中擊呢個敲拔、擊鼓、擊瑟、彈琴，乃照大衛和他先見加德並先知拿單所吩咐的，就是耶和华藉先知所吩咐的。利未人拿大卫的乐器、祭司拿号一同站立。希西家吩咐在坛上献燔祭，燔祭一献就唱赞美耶和华的歌，用号并用以色列王大卫的乐器相和。会众都敬拜，歌唱的歌唱，吹号的吹号，如此直到燔祭献完了。献完了祭，王和一切跟随的人都俯伏敬拜。希西家王与众首领又吩咐利未人用大卫和先见亚撒的诗颂赞耶和华，他们就欢欢喜喜地颂赞耶和华，低头敬拜。
May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and the preaching of his word.
愿神亲自祝福他的话语。
Have you ever noticed every morning you are compelled to stretch?
你有冇留意到你每日起身你都需要去伸懒腰呢？
Do you ever wonder the reason why we have this urge to stretch?
我哋有呢个冲动，我哋需要去伸展。
They say that stretching does improve your circulation and your flexibility.
咁呢个伸展嘅一个动作咧，系有帮助你血液循环，同埋令你身体柔软。
And usually after we have a good night's rest,Most of our body is stiff.
咁我哋有一个经过一晚嘅休息之后，我哋第二日我哋嘅身体会变咗僵硬。
And our muscles are really tight.
我哋嘅肌肉亦都觉得好紧。
So upon waking, we have to stretch out all the kinks of our bodies.
咁所以我哋每朝起身，我哋都要会伸下懒腰。
We have to stretch our neck. We have to stretch our back. We have to stretch our legs.
我哋会去伸我哋嘅颈啊，我哋嘅背部同我哋嘅腿。
In other words, when we wake up, we have to wake up our bodies, don't we?
咁即系话，我哋每日朝早醒，我哋要去令到我哋嘅身体苏醒，系咪
？Every day we need to stretch.
每日我哋都要伸展嘅。
We need to renew ourselves.
我哋需要每日嘅更新。
Brothers and sisters, we are in constant need to renew ourselves, not just physically, but spiritually.
我哋弟兄姊妹，我哋每日不单止要去更新，我哋喺属灵上亦都要有一个更新。
We need spiritual renewal every single day.
我哋每日需要有属灵上嘅更新。
Do you ever ask the question why we need spiritual renewal every day?
咁你冇问呢个问题，我哋点解需要每日嘅灵命嘅更新呢
？Every single day, there are three forces seemingly seeking to pull us into spiritual doldrums.
咁我哋会有三每日又面对有三个唔同嘅一个挑战，咁系会令到我哋属灵上嘅低迷。
What are the three？
边三个呢
？The world, the flesh, and the devil。
世界、肉体同埋魔鬼。
The world, the flesh, and the devil—they're tugging us on the opposite side。
咁呢个世界、魔鬼啊，呢全部都好似要扯大缆，要扯到我哋。
Every day, the trio is tempting us to veer off course of God's purposes.
每日呢三种嘅力量，好似要到我哋离开神嘅一个计划。
Every day the world and the flesh and the devil is deceiving us to become spiritually dull to the word of God。
咁魔鬼会令到我哋能够可以唔明白神嘅一个旨意。
And every single day the world, the flesh and the devil is both attacking us and distracting us from living out God's purposes, especially as a church.
咁尤其係佢哋魔鬼啊、世界或者係呢個肉體會引誘我哋，不單止離開神嘅計劃，更加去要到，不單止令到我哋唔明白神嘅心意，更加令到我哋作為一個教會係作為一個整體係能夠睇唔到神嘅心意嘅。
And so every single day, we need spiritual renewal.
所以每日我哋需要灵命嘅一个更新。
And it's not just individually, but it's everybody corporately.
不单只系个人嘅，亦都系一个作为一个团体嘅。
Now thank the Lord, we do have His Word.
感谢神，我哋有佢嘅话语。
And His Word both instructs us as well as inspires us to abide in the transforming power of Christ.
佢嘅话语能够不单系令到我哋每日系有生命嘅改变，系。
So as we consider 2 Chronicles 29, it's all about spiritual renewal in this chapter.
咁我哋今日嚟睇历代志下呢个系关于呢个属灵上一个更新。
And if you soak in this passage, you'll realize it's not just on one individual, but it's on everybody.
咁我哋嚟到睇下呢个唔系讲个人嘅，但系一个团体嘅一个复兴。
Spiritual renewal when the whole assembly worships.
咁系呢个。一个共同的会众的一个敬拜一个更新。
This is as widespread a corporate revival as you can see.
咁呢个系一个整体性嘅一个嚟睇嘅。
And in this passage, you really get a sense of how the Holy Spirit works upon not just one individual, but upon everybody.
咁你睇下呢个圣灵不单止喺一个个人嘅身上，系一个整体上嘅一个工作。
You see how the Spirit works in making people aware of their own sinfulness and their need to repent.
咁呢个见到呢个圣灵嘅一个提醒，系睇到个人一个软弱，个人嘅一个罪。
And you also see not only confessions, but you see celebrations of great joy in the Lord.
不单止见到有一个悔改，更加有一个系庆祝。
In case you missed it, our church theme for this year continues with being one family under God.
咁我哋今年教会嘅主题仍然都系呢个上帝之下主内一家。
And we need to continue to focus on the God to exalt God because God is the one who renews us, who brings that spiritual energy to us.
我哋要专一咁样睇主，咁亦都系佢嘅带嚟嘅一个复兴。
Now, as a disclaimer, when it comes to spiritual renewal or revival, you really can't plan for it, you really can't program it, you really can't predict it.
咁要提醒下大家，就係話關於呢個屬靈上嘅一個復興咧，並唔係我哋個人嘅一個計劃，或者我哋寫一個程式出嚟，我哋係冇辦法去預料嘅。
But by His grace, you can prepare for it.
但係因為佢嘅恩典嘅緣故，我哋可以有所準備。
There are conditions that as we meet as God's people, so that if God mercifully chooses to move mightily in our midst, it can happen.
但因为藉着神嘅恩典嘅时候，佢所嘅嘅感动，我哋系可以有准备嘅。
In 2 Chronicles 29, it says at the end of the chapter, the people rejoice because God provided for them, and it came about suddenly.
咁我哋睇到呢个29章系见到神嘅有所嘅预备嘅时候，我哋大家都可以共同嘅去庆祝。
In other words, it was very conclusive to God be the glory.
咁因为你会见到荣耀系归于神嘅。
So let's take a look at some of the three factors in spiritual renewal, and it starts in the community.
睇下呢个属灵上一个更新系有三个唔同嘅方面。
Notice the commitment in the community.
咁我哋睇到呢个集体嘅一个委身。
We're going to take a look at the king. We're also going to take a look at the Levites, and we're also going to take a look at the people.
咁我哋睇下呢个希西家王，我哋睇到呢个利未人同埋一个会众。
So let's start with the king Hezekiah.
我哋睇希西家王。
Remember, King Hezekiah did not exactly have the best father example.
咁希西家王佢嘅父亲并唔系一个好嘅一个榜样。
His father was named King Ahaz, and he didn't actually do what is right before the Lord.
佢嘅父亲阿哈斯佢并冇行耶和华眼中看为正嘅事。
Not only did he introduce idolatrous worship, but he shut down the temple of the Lord.
佢不單止去敬拜偶像，佢仲將耶和華嘅殿去關閉。
So it's one thing for somebody to worship somebody besides the Lord, but he actually shut the door, nailed the door shut of the temple of the Lord.
佢不單止去阻止人去敬拜，佢亦都係將神嘅殿好似釘上嘅門咁封閉封入去。
So in other words, he forbidden people to go and to worship the Lord properly.
佢禁止人去敬拜神。
And he was so bad that it provoked the anger of the Lord.
因为他这样做，他能够惹动耶和华的怒气。
In fact, he was so faithless, when it came time to bury his body, they didn't want to put him in the rest of where the king's lay, They took him outside.
因为他的不信，所以他的遗体是不可以入到他祖宗的大卫他们的坟墓那里。
So this is the background of King Hezekiah's father.
这个就是希西家王父亲的一个背景。
So at the age of 25, he comes to the throne.
咁希西家王25岁他去登基。
And it says in verse 2, it says the very opposite of what his dad did.
咁喺第二节就讲咗佢同佢所父亲所做嘅完全相反。
King Hezekiah did what was right in the eyes of the Lord according to all that David his father had done.
希西家行耶和华眼中看为正嘅事，效法他祖大卫一切所行的。
So in other words, his first year, his first day, his first month of being a king, he brings it back to the Lord.
佢第一日第一年嘅事，佢所做嘅就系归向耶和华。
And it says in Scripture, he reopened the door.Of the temple.
咁喺圣经有记载，佢重新打开神嘅殿。
And I'm sure he had to pry it open. I'm sure he had to fix it. I'm sure he had to paint it. I'm sure he had to put it back on the hinges. But he opened up the door of the Lord.
佢要重新，或者系要撬开啊，或者系要重新去油油啊，佢要重新去要再装饰翻一个神嘅一个殿。
And then the king called upon the Levites, and he says, "Consecrate yourself, clean up the temple, and clean up yourselves."
跟住王就去吩咐呢啲利未人，佢去不单止去洁净自己，亦都去洁净神嘅殿。
See, the king had a couple things on his mind.
呢个王佢有几样嘢会谂嘅。
He definitely wanted to do what is right before the Lord.
佢想要行耶和华眼中看为正嘅事。
And he knew that the wrath of God had been upon the people.
佢知道神嘅怒气系喺人民嘅当中。
Because the door had been shut to worship.
因为呢个敬拜嘅门系关闭咗。
And if the wrath of God has been upon the people, he knew that the people were distanced from God.
咁佢知道，因为咁样做嘅缘故，人系远离神。
And so in verse 10, he in his heart is his intention to make a covenant of the Lord that God's fierce anger will be turned away.
所以佢深信佢要去归向耶和华。
So what do we learn from King Hezekiah?
咁我哋从希西家王身上学到啲咩咧
？What do we notice about his commitment？
我哋睇到佢点嘅卫生。
Notice his commitment was first and foremost before the Lord。
佢第一样所做嘅就系要卫生喺神嘅面前。
Commitment is essentially coming before the Lord first and foremost。
卫生就系最紧要嘅就系归翻去神嘅面前。
Now, it sounds simple, but if you think about it, sometimes it's very challenging。
这个好像听到很简单，但其实是富有挑战性。
And especially when you're facing and encountering and experiencing plenty of crisis.
尤其当你是面对你的困境，面对你的危机的时候。
In the book of Second Chronicles, it details plenty of crises that kings have come across.
那你会见到这个历代志记是记不同的王，他们面对不同的困境，不同的危机。
And so for King Hezekiah, he faced two particular challenges as he entered into his reign.
咁喺希西家王執政嘅期間，佢面對有兩大嘅困境。
The first thing that he faced was all those altars that were propped up all over the city, all over the countryside.
佢所面對嘅就係呢個仍然係呢個以色列境係充滿呢個幽潭。
These were the idolatry patterns, and he says, They had to get rid of these.
咁因为到处所在都系呢个偶像，所以佢需要去清除。
However, even more pressing was the enemies that he was also facing.
更加紧要嘅，佢要面对佢嘅敌人。
See, during the time of his father's reign, his father built up a lot of enemies.
咁因为佢父亲执政嘅期间，佢有好多唔同嘅敌人。
And the Lord raised up enemies against him.
是神是兴起这些敌人去敌挡他。
So he had Philistines coming in from the west, he had Edomites coming in from the east, and then he had the Assyrians coming in from the north.
他有非利士人在西边，有以东人在东边，也都有亚述人在北边。
And so you got enemies all over, the place is a mess because of all the idols, so what are you going to do first?
你外有敌人，里面有困境，那你怎么做呢？
What did King Hezekiah do first?
咁希西家王所第一样所做嘅系咩咧
？Now most kings would say, you know, if we have enemies coming, let's raise up our armies.
咁如果作为一个皇帝，你会见到有敌人嚟，我哋第一样梗系要去召集军队啦。
And most of the time, we are like those other kings.
咁我哋好多時候就好似其他王咁樣。
Because what do we typically do when there's threats and crisis in our lives?
咁當我哋生命係面對呢個威脅挑戰嘅時候，我哋第一樣嘅做。
The tendency is just simply to focus on the crisis itself.
我哋第一樣嘅就專注喺關於呢個危機嘅身上。
In other words, when there's storms coming, hey, we got to pack those sandbags.
有風暴來臨，我哋第一樣嘢就係要堆呢啲沙包。
Major health crisis occurs, we got to immediately seek health treatment.
咁你生病嘅時候，第一樣嘢就去睇醫生。
When there's family relationships, the drama, you know, let's reconcile.
咁我哋如果家庭啊或者係關係裏邊係有破壞嘅時候，第一樣嘢就要去復和。
Now, as a disclaimer, I'm not saying you don't pack those sandbags, or you don't see the doctor, or you don't reconcile.
呢個提醒我唔係話你哋唔需要做呢啲事情。
But what I am saying, are we coming before the Lord first and foremost?
但我想問嘅係，我哋第一樣所做嘅有冇係翻喺神嘅面前
？King Hezekiah has indicated the most pressing need is really coming to the Lord first and foremost in the most pressing moments.
希西家王就喺佢最困境嘅時候，第一樣嘢所做就係翻去神嘅面前。
When you read about the good kings in the book of Chronicles,
咁我睇到好嘅皇帝喺呢个历代志嘅时候
，these are the ones that usually sought the Lord first and foremost.
我哋睇到点解系好嘅王，因为佢第一样嘢做嘅就系归翻向神嗰度。
And so before any royal command, King Hezekiah sought the Lord.
咁呢个喺佢执行佢地上嘅命令之前，佢第一样嘢就系寻求耶和华神。
This is what it means to do what is right before the Lord.
呢个就系行耶和华眼中看为正嘅事。
The second group is the Levites.
第二样咧，我哋睇利未人。
Two things to note about their commitment.
我哋睇下佢哋嘅委身。
Very simple, the way they listened and the way they labored.
佢哋听下佢哋点样去聆听，亦都睇下佢哋点样去劳作。
Verse 12, King Hezekiah calls out the Levites.
第十二節就係王去召集呢啲利未人。
In verse 12 and following, to the verse 15, they gathered up the brothers and they consecrated themselves.
佢哋召集呢啲弟兄，亦都係自潔。
And it says they went in, that is, they went into the temple as the Lord commanded by the words of the Lord.
佢係藉著耶和華嘅吩咐。
So right away they went ahead and consecrated themselves.And went ahead to cleanse the temple of the Lord.
佢哋遵從耶和華吩咐，先係自潔，跟住先至再去潔淨聖殿。
Notice how they listened.
睇下佢哋點樣留心去聽。
Makes you want to think, how well do we listen in general?
咁我問下我哋點樣去聆聽㗎？
Now there are times we have selective listening, don't we?
咁有陣時候我哋係選擇性嘅去聽，係咪？
Sometimes we choose what to listen to and what not to listen to.
咁我哋會選擇係聽啲乜嘢，或者係選擇唔聽啲乜嘢。
Especially when people are talking to us，
尤其當人去同我哋去講嘅時候。
Sometimes our spouses are talking to us and yeah we're saying yeah we're listening。
有陣時候我哋嘅配偶對我哋講，我哋就會話係啊，我有聽啊。
And the spouse would say， are you listening to me？
咁你嘅配偶就會話，你究竟有冇聽我講㗎
？We may be hearing audibly， but we may not be paying attention， right？
我哋可能隻耳仔係聽到，但係你嘅心係冇聽到，係咪
？That's called selective listening.
呢個就係選擇性嘅聽。
But here with the Levites, they did it.
但係我哋睇下利未人，佢係真係做到。
They heard what the king said and they did it.
佢真係聽到王嘅吩咐。
They heard the king's command. They heard the words of the Lord and they fulfilled it right then and there.
佢聽到王嘅吩咐，佢哋聽到神嘅诫命，跟住佢哋亦都有做到。
The second thing about the Levites is notice about their labor or their efforts.
我哋睇下利未人佢嘅工作。
So as you know that they were commissioned to clean up the temple of the Lord.
佢哋係受命去清潔潔淨聖殿。
And the reason being is that they needed to clean up the temple to kind of prepare for the sacrifice.
咁佢哋要去獻祭之前，佢哋需要去潔淨呢個聖殿。
And so once their job is finished with the cleansing of the temple, that's it.
咁佢哋潔淨咗聖殿，佢哋就做完啦。
But it says in scripture, and particularly in verse 34, it says there were some other priests, and they were few, but it was the Levites who joined the work. In other words, helped out with the sacrifice.
咁你睇下34節，佢話：但祭司太少，不能夠剝盡呢個獻祭嘅牲畜嘅皮，所以他們的弟兄利未人幫助他們。
So in other words, the Levites, they were just responsible for cleaning up the temple and everything. And then when they saw that some of the other priests needed help as far as the sacrifices, because it was overwhelming, they went over and helped them.
他们原本的职责只是要负责去洁净圣殿，但他看到他的其他弟兄因为有这个需要，所以他们也主动去帮他们。
It says that scripture that the Levites were more a bright in heart than the other priests in consecrating themselves.
圣经记载说，因为利未人诚心自洁胜过祭司。
They listened well and they also labored well too.
他们听得好，做得好。
In other words,They stayed later, didn't they?
即是说他们做到最后，是吗？
They gave more effort, didn't they?
他们是更加的努力的，是吗？
And it wasn't for show, it wasn't for performance, it's because they were committed.
不是因为他们想要表现什么，或者是自我的炫耀，但是因为他们的委身的缘故。
You know, when it comes to commitment, we could learn from the Levites.
讲到关于委身的时候，你可以学习这班利未人。
However little, however much that needs to be done, they did it.
他们需要的人数是少，但他们仍然是尽心的。
The third thing, people group that we need to talk about is the rest of the body, the rest of the people.
那第三，我们要看会众。
Notice in verse 28, it says, it was the whole assembly. In other words, everybody was all in.
我们看28节，他说全个会众，所以说是所有人的投入。
They sang together, they worshiped together, they sacrificed together.
他们是一同的歌颂，一同的赞颂，一同的献祭。
In verse 31, it says the assembly, in other words, they brought in their sacrifices, they brought in the offerings.
31节他说会众是将那些祭物来到带到面前，一个坛前。
Brothers and sisters, it was the whole assembly. They were all in as far as attendance, as far as attentiveness, and also in part of giving too as well.
你睇到係全部嘅會眾嘅投入，佢哋嘅參與，佢哋嘅出席，佢哋嘅獻祭，佢哋係一齊去做嘅。
Can we honestly say that we are all in when it comes to worship?
咁我哋可唔可以話我哋係全程咁投入喺敬拜當中咧？
Fundamentally, worship is not what you get out of service.But how you bring it in worship.
基本上就是说我们的敬拜不是说我们得到什么，是我们去投入到什么。
And can you really say that you're really bringing it?
那你就可以说我们是全程的带来奉献。
So not only do we need to notice the commitment, but we also need to notice the cleansing, particularly among the clergy.
我们不单只是看到这个卫生，看到这个洁净是关于，尤其是看这个祭司们。
Now any good...Revival needs a little scrubbing, doesn't it?
咁所有嘅復興，我哋都需要去到擦乾洗、擦乾淨，係咪
？God cannot use a dirty cup or a dirty earthen vessel, but He will use a clean cup for honorable use.
神係唔會用啲污糟嘅器皿嘅，係咪？佢係用一啲尊貴嘅器皿。
Scripture says, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself for what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart.As holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱嘅事，必做贵重嘅器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样嘅善事。
Now, for many of you that drink tea or coffee in the morning, which cup do you use?
咁呢个我哋每朝我哋饮茶或饮咖啡系咪？咁我哋用啲边只杯啊
？Do you use the cup that's in the sink, which is dirty, or do you pull a clean cup from the cupboard?
你是用一个在洗碗盘很污糟的一个杯，还是一个很干净的一个杯呢？
Now, I hope most of you guys pick a clean cup from the cupboard.
那我希望你是选一个干净的杯，是一个橱柜那里拿的。
You always use a clean cup, don't you?
你是会用一个是干净的杯，是不是？
It tastes better, doesn't it?
会喝得是美味一点，是不是？
It's more healthier, isn't it?
更加健康，是不是？
That's the cup you want to use.
这个就是那只杯你就会用的。
Brothers and sisters, it's the same way spiritually.
那这个在属灵上也都是这样。
What cup is God going to use?
那神是会用哪一只杯?
Is he going to use the dirty one in the sink or is he going to use the clean one in the cupboard?
那他会有一个洗碗盘，一个污糟的杯，还是一个橱柜里面一个干净的杯?
God used clean and pure vessels.
神是会用一个洁净尊贵的器皿。
Can we honestly say that we are clean and pure vessels, honorable to be used by the Lord?
咁我哋可唔可以成为神一个洁净嘅同埋一个贵重嘅器皿咧，俾神所用
？The king gave the priests, the Levites, the instruction: consecrate yourself and consecrate the house of the Lord.
咁呢个王系吩咐利未人，你哋要自洁，同埋你哋去洁净圣殿。
Now think about this. This took some considerable amount of time.
咁我哋睇下。
But if you think about it, they had prior to it, it was 16 years of dormant worship.
咁其實佢哋十六年嚟，佢哋亦都冇再去一個敬拜啦。
And so the priests, the Levites, had to come to the grips of their own unfaithfulness.
咁其實利未人佢哋本身自己都可能係有不潔嘅。
In other words, their own sin before the Lord.
他们也都自己可能在神的面前得罪神。
So in 2 Chronicles 29 verse 17, it says when they started. They started on the first day in the first month.
我们看到这个十七节，他说正月初一开始洁净。
So on the first day in the first month, they cleanse themselves. They focus on consecrating themselves before the Lord.
那正月初一开始，他们是负责去自己去洁净。
And then it says in scripture that on day 8, they cleanse the temple.
咁佢哋话呢个由第八日开始就开始洁净圣殿。
And then on day 16 they finished.
佢到第十六日佢哋就完成啦。
Okay, let's do the math here really quick.
咁你去计计数啊。
They took eight days to clean themselves, right?
佢哋用八日去到自洁。
They took the next 8 days to clean the temple.
另外嗰八日去洁净圣殿。
That's 16 days.
前后十六日。
That's a lot of time to cleanse and to consecrate themselves.
咁要花费咗咁长嘅时间嚟到去洁净。
16 days to throw out junk.
十六日去抌除啲旧嘅嘢。
16 days to do a lot of repairing, a lot of replacement.
咁亦都系十六日，亦都好多系要去预备，或者系好多系要去到要重新嘅去拣器皿。
16 days to do a lot of scrubbing.
十六日去到好多嘅。擦洗擦系咪
？Here's a couple of considerations.
我哋谂下
，When it comes to spiritual revival in our lives and in our community, it may take some time for consecration and cleansing this.
我哋喺我嘅社区，当我哋系要去洁净嘅时候，系要需要时间嘅。
It may take time to confess.
我哋需要呢个时间去到去认罪。
Everybody has their own responsibility as far as to confess their sin.
每个人都需要有他的责任去关于去认罪。
And it may take time for us to confess our sins.
咁我哋认罪系需要时间嘅。
If you think about it, when it comes to confession, how much time do we actually spend on it?
咁我哋谂下，如果我哋认罪嘅时候，我哋花咗几多时间
？We don't spend nearly enough time, don't we?
我哋系永远冇花应该所要用嘅时间，系咪
？When it comes to our prayers, we could praise the Lord, we could give thanks to the Lord, and I know we could ask many things of the Lord.
咁我哋祷告时候，我哋会懂得去到赞美神，我哋都好多时候去到求神去俾我哋一啲嘢。
But when it comes to confessing our sins,
但去到认罪嘅时候
，sometimes we're like scratching our head. Okay, what did we do?
咁我哋会拗下头咁话，我哋做啲咩咧？
This is why we need the Holy Spirit to reveal those sinfulness.
所以我们需要圣灵的带领，能够给我们看到我们的不洁。
And this is why we need to exalt the Lord, because the more we understand God's holiness, the more we're going to understand our sinfulness.
咁我们要高举神，我们不单只看到神的一个洁净是尊贵，但是看到我们自己的罪。
We also need to understand if we are humble and that we confess our sins and repent before the Lord.God is more than willing to not only cleanse us, forgive us, set us apart for His purposes.
咁当我哋能够自卑，能够神面前去认罪、去悔改嘅时候，神系会将我哋去分离，亦都去预备去行其他嘅善事。
Remember, God uses clean vessels for honorable use.
你睇到神系用一个洁净嘅一个器皿，去到有一个尊贵嘅一个作用。
When's the last time you had a good cleansing before the Lord?
你对上一次系几时喺神嘅面前系有一个自洁嘅时候
？In this cleansing, Scripture tells us that there was plenty of offerings being made.
咁关于呢个洁净时候，亦都睇到有好多嘅一个献祭。
Let me highlight two: the sin offering and the burnt offering.
咁我哋睇到呢个系赎罪祭同埋一个燔祭。
Regarding the sin offering, it begins in verse 21 and The sin offering, actually it's the Hebrew phrase for sin offering, literally means fault offering. So this particular sin offering was done for sins that were committed in ignorance or unintentional.
这个赎罪就是说,当我们无知,或者是我们是不是专登刻意去犯的罪。
The person always had to realize this is guilt before in terms of breaking the commandments of the Lord.
我们要看到自己去审查自己的罪。
And so the slaughter of a young bull or young goat or even a ram was used.
有牵牛啊,牵羊这样。
And again, the sin offering was not just simply for the, in verse 21 it says, the sin offering was not just for one individual, but it was for everybody.
这个赎罪祭不是个人的一个赎罪，是到一个整体的一个赎罪。
So remember, it was the people that went to subscribed to the idolatrous worship.
你看到之前的人是敬拜偶像去犯罪。
And you know what? It could have been very easy for them to blame one person. That was the prior king.
他们很容易去指责其他人的错，尤其是之前皇帝的错。
But they realized their own sinfulness, however unintentional it was.
他们意识到自己的罪，虽然他们可能未必是专门犯，但也都需要去洁净。
So when the sin offering was presented, the slaughter of the animals and the sprinkling of the blood was on the altar.
所以有一个赎罪祭，需要杀这些牲畜，也都将他们的血能够洒在坛上。
And it gave the pictured the perfect sacrifice of sin that will eventually be accomplished by Christ on the cross. Scripture says, without the shedding of blood, there would be no forgiveness.
圣经记载,如果没有流血的话,这个罪是不能赦免。
Friends, there is no cleansing from sin before God unless by grace you have faith in Christ's death, because Christ paid the price for your sin through his sacrifice on the cross.
因为藉着耶稣在十字架上，我们凭着信，我们亦都可以得到这个赎罪。
His blood was necessary to pay for our sins.
耶稣的罪是要为我们的罪的缘故，是付出了这个代价。
Friends, can I ask you a question?
我可以问你一个问题吗？
Have you ever taken a knee to, in terms of understanding, but also submitting and surrendering yourself before the Lord?
有没有跪在神的面前，能够可以去降服在神的面前呢？
That is, taking a knee to understand the significance and contemplate the substitutionary death of Christ on your behalf.
有没有留心去看看基督的一个代替的一个罪的一个行为呢？
Have you humbled yourself to the mercy of God?
你有没有在神面前能够去谦卑？
Secondly, there was another offering that was given. It was a burnt offering.
这个是一个燔祭。
The burnt offering offered the picture of consecration.
这个燔祭是看到全然是烧晒的。
In other words, it's one of dedication, it's one of surrendering, of giving oneself before the Lord.
是一个全然的献上在神的面前。
And so our response, if we think about it, should continue in His mercy in offering ourselves up before the Lord.
神的恩典，我们在神的面前将自己去献上。
Romans 12:1 says, I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, for this is your spiritual service of worship.
这个罗马书十二章一节就说，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
When we really contemplate the mercy of God, that we would present ourselves before the Lord.
咁我哋有冇喺神嘅面前？
And we would say, use me, Lord, however you want me to use me for this day and for the next day and for the days to come.
有冇话神啊，每一日都求你去用我？
This is worship.
呢个就系敬拜。
Now, not only should we notice in terms of the cleansingness, we should also notice the celebration that occurred among the congregation.
我们看到不单止一个洁净，而是看到会众的一起共同的庆祝。
Scripture says, when the offering was finished, the king and all who were presented bowed themselves and he worshipped. And the Hezekiah, the king, and the officials commanded the Levites to sing praises to the Lord with the words of David and Asaph the seer. And they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed down and worshipped.
这个话希西家吩咐往坛上去献祭，凡祭一献就唱赞美耶和华的歌，用号并用以色列王大卫的乐器相和，会众都敬拜，歌唱的歌唱，吹号的吹号，直至这个燔祭器献完。
Did you notice how they worship?
你有没有看到他们怎样去敬拜？
They worship with gladness. They worship with celebration.
他们是欢喜的快乐来都去庆祝的。
Notice when the offerings happen, the songs of the Lord that started up, right?
看到一燔祭一献完，跟住就即刻去歌唱，是吗？
It said verse 27, all the musical instruments, the cymbals, the harps, the lyres, the trumpets, all the singing, it was taking place.
在27節咁有拔啊，有瑟啊，有彈琴啊，你用所有唔同嘅樂器。
And so all the music was happening.
呢個係有好多嘅音樂。
Now let me tell you this. When it comes to the call of worship,
咁我哋睇呢個集體一個敬拜嘅時候
，we should just drop whatever we were doing and we need to worship the Lord.
咁你係需要放下嘅一切，我哋嚟到去敬拜神。
It's all about God. It's not about us.
是关于神，不是关于我们。
But now we're looking at the worship that's taking place.
我们看看这个敬拜紧的时候。
And one of the things you need to notice is the tone in the worship.
我们看看这个敬拜的时候，我们的一个语调。
It's not so much what is playing, but it's how you're doing it, how you're playing it.
是我们怎样去做的，是吗？
Now, by the way, even though I don't know how to play piano, I did listen to the piano teacher.
雖然我係唔識彈琴，但係我都留心去聽。
That is the piano teacher of my daughter.
我有留心去聽關於呢個我個女個教佢琴嘅嗰個琴師。
And I remember her saying to my daughter, says, "You're playing the right notes."
咁佢話你彈嘅音係啱嘅。
And you're playing on the right beat.
你亦都係個拍子亦都啱嘅。
But what is missing is passion.
但是没有这个热心。
You're not playing purposefully. You're not playing meaningfully.
你不是有目的的，也都好像没什么意义地去弹。
So do you notice the tone that's taking place in this passage?
有没有看到这段经文的一个语调呢？
Notice what is taking place. First of all, when it came to their singing, it says that they were rejoicing.
咁你看到他们说是欢喜快乐的去唱。
In other words, they were singing with gladness.
即係話佢哋係好投入，亦都去開心咁去唱。
They were singing with gladness because their sins were forgiven.
佢哋點解可以咁歡喜快樂去唱？因為佢哋嘅罪係得赦免。
They were singing with a smile.
佢哋係笑住咁樣去唱。
They were singing because their sins were forgiven, and we have to ask ourselves: Do we sing with a smile?
咁我哋唱嘅時候，我哋有冇微笑去唱？因為我哋嘅罪得赦咧。
Because when we think about it, when it comes to our sins, it is forgiven because of Christ. We should be singing with a smile because we are forgiven. We are free.
因为藉着嘅耶稣缘故，我哋嘅罪系得赦免，我哋系自由，所以能够可以笑住咁去唱。
Now, most of the time, when we kind of get into our worship, we sing with our eyes closed or we sing with our hands up, and that's all good.
咁有阵时我哋嚟到崇拜嘅时候，我哋会眯埋眼或者我哋会举手，都系冇问题嘅。
But do we sing with a smile?
但我哋有冇去笑住去唱咧
？Do we understand the mercy and the grace of God that has come upon us？
我哋有冇明白神嘅恩典、神嘅怜悯喺我哋身上咧
？And so I want to challenge you. Maybe next time when you're singing，
我想挑战你哋，当你哋下次去唱诗嘅时候
，Don't sing with a long face。
唔好有一个长住嘅面喺度去唱。
Sing with a smile。
用一个笑住去唱。
Here's another thing. When they gave, it says they gave with gratitude.
他们说当人是将祭物带到神面前是存着感恩的心。
When the offering, they piled it on and they kept on with the offering. In other words, there was plenty to give.
他们你见到经文说他们献了是很多的，是一逐个逐个来。
Now I want to just highlight one of the offerings that was given, and that was called the thanksgiving offering.
我留心一下，其中一个献祭是一个叫感恩的祭。
Now the thanksgiving offering was really a voluntarily offering.
这个感谢的祭呢，是一个是自由的，自愿的。
In other words, the worshipper, it was an offering that showed their appreciation and the gratitude to the Lord.
看到他们的乐与他们甘心的献上。
And it's to illustrate their devotion before the Lord.
佢哋睇到佢哋喺神面前嘅忠心。
Have you ever given a offering that spoke of your thankfulness before the Lord for the many blessings in His life？
你哋有冇去献嘅时候，有冇存住一个感恩嘅心咧？睇到佢喺你嘅生命嘅祝福。
Now, usually, sometimes we'll give an extra offering. Maybe if we get an extra bonus or something extra in our paychecks.
我哋可能系我哋多有啲钱，我哋有呢个年底嘅一个花红嘅时候，可能我哋会奉献系多少少。
But this is different because this was giving because knowing that we have been blessed.
这个又唔同，系因为话呢个系睇到系我哋系受祝福。
Maybe it was giving because God took you through an incredible crisis and you walked away from it.
咁亦都睇到神系带领你哋经过嘅一个危机。
Maybe it was because you give an offering because an incredible celebration, like maybe a birth of a child.
或者系你哋可能有一个新嘅婴儿嘅诞生嘅时候，你哋可能会更加有。
Or maybe you give an offering as a parent because your child got married.
或者是你作为父母的，你的子女去结婚，你们可能 会有更多。
Or maybe it's because you just received the goodness of God and you just say, here, this is an offering before you, God.
因为在神里面拿到好处的时候，你就说，这个神我来献回给你。
The thanksgiving offering was voluntarily. It's a way to say thank you to the Lord.
这个感谢的就是对神说多谢。
Now, some of you that have been in church for quite some time, remember you used to have those little envelopes that had a Thanksgiving envelope during November, right?
咁可能喺十一月喺旧阵时嘅时候会系特别系一个系 for 呢个系感恩嘅。
Usually it was a reminder to give thanks, a Thanksgiving offering, an offering above and beyond.
咁呢个献祭呢个感恩嘅系更加系多嘅。
This is what the people did.
呢个就系呢啲人所做嘅。
The offering wasn't because they had to, but because they wanted to say thank you.
这个并不是说他们是需要这么做，而是他们愿意这样做。
This is how we could continue in our offering before the Lord.
我们也都可以在神的面前有一个献祭。
Scripture tells us in Hebrews 13:5-6, it says, Through him let us continue offering up a sacrifice of praise, that is the fruit of the lips that acknowledges his name.Do not neglect to do good and share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Hebrews 13:5-6.
呢个希伯来书十三章五至六节就话，藉着佢，我哋能够可以全然咁样嚟到喺神嘅面前，不断嘅去献上，系我哋用我哋嘅嘴唇，用我哋嘅口，能够去赞颂神嘅名。
Brothers and sisters, how we give and how we live is just overflowing with thankfulness.
咁我哋嘅献上，我哋有冇存住一个感恩嘅心？
A couple of things, and I'll close it up.
我会再用少少嘅讲多少少。
One of the things that I notice in verse 20, I notice about the king.
咁喺第二十节，我系留意睇呢个王。
It said that he rose early and went to the house of the Lord.
佢系话呢个清早起来去入耶和华嘅殿。
Rising up and rising early, King Hezekiah was motivated, wasn't he?
咁希西家王清早起来，系咪？佢系有呢个冲劲。
Now as I think about it, sometimes I think about like the king, he would be the last one in, you know, right?
佢作为一个皇帝，系咪通常最后一个入去？系咪
？He would have his entourage, and they would kind of prepare the way, and he would be the last one in.
咁佢之前有啲人会喺佢面前去安排嘅，咁佢系最后一个入场。
But King Hezekiah was the first one in.
但系呢度系话希西家王清早嚟，佢第一个去入耶和华嘅殿。
Worship was not about him. Worship was about the Lord, and he wanted to get there early to worship him.
敬拜神唔系在乎我哋，系在乎神。佢想第一个入去神嘅殿里边去敬拜。
The second thing I want to kind of point out is also in verse 36.
我哋睇36节。
And this is the closing of the passage. It says, "And Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced because God had provided for the people, and for the thing came about suddenly."
这事办得甚速，希西家和众民都喜乐，是因为神为众民所预备的。
This is really the essence of renewal.
这个就是这个复兴的一个本体。
The people rejoiced because God had provided and it happened so fast, so quickly.
因为众民都喜乐，是因为神是为民所预备的，那这个事办得甚速。
Everybody worshiped and everybody was excited about the Lord.
所有人都是都好好好激动，亦都所有人系好开心咁，愿意嚟去敬拜神。
And what did God provide for the people instead of His wrath? He provided His mercy.
咁神并唔系神预备啲咩咧？唔系佢嘅愤怒，而系佢嘅怜悯。
And whatever the people sacrificed, whatever the people brought for the offering, God provided for them.
咁嗰啲人带嚟嗰啲献祭都系神预备嘅。
And you saw a renewal happening as they worshipped the Lord.
你见到佢哋去有呢个更新，一个你就系藉着呢个敬拜。
You know, when it comes to renewal, you can't manufacture it, you can't plan it, you can't rehearse it.
这个更新你唔可以自己去制造，亦都唔可以去安排去练习嘅。
But you can prayerfully prepare for it.
但你可以用祷告嘅心灵去预备。
And there was a time where God raised up a leader who, in faith, in the prophetic insistent, provided irresistible challenge for us to come before the Lord.
咁你睇到希望神系兴起一啲领袖，咁呢啲系佢哋有坚持，亦都有唔可以抗拒嘅，能够可以有感染呢个会众。
A renewal happened upon the leaders, upon the priests, and upon the whole congregation.
我哋睇到呢个更新不单止系个人嘅，睇到一个会众嘅一个更新。
And it was so fast, so transforming, so powerful.
呢个系好快，亦都系满有改变嘅能力。
That all they could do is praise the Lord because credit to God Almighty.
我哋只可以去感谢神，因为所有荣耀颂赞都归翻俾神。
As we begin this new year, let us seek the Lord and let us exalt the Lord.
咁嚟到新嘅年期间，我哋能够可以去寻求神，能够可以去仰望佢嘅面。
And may the Lord have mercy upon us that our worship will come together, and our lives would be living a life that's pleasing to Him.
咁你希望我哋嘅生命亦都系蒙神所喜悦嘅。
God is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think.
咁神系满有丰富，满有怜悯嘅。
According to the power that works within us, to Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever.
是神是得到荣耀，基督也都得到赞美。
Let us pray.
我们低头祷告。
Father, we do want to awaken to you.
神，我们能够来到你的面前。
Continue to stir in our souls.
能够可以搅动我们的心。
Because we need renewal, we need you every hour.
我们是需要你，我们每时每刻都需要你。
We ask that you would empower us. We ask that you would bring us, Father, into consecration and cleansiness.
俾我哋嘅力量，俾能够睇清楚我哋嘅不洁，能够可以叫我哋去洁净自己。
And we also pray that we would celebrate your goodness with others here.
我哋能够去共同去庆祝神你俾我哋嘅好处。
For indeed you have been good and you have been faithful to us.
神啊，你系好，你系美好嘅，你美善嘅，你俾咗好多我哋。
Let us pray and let us rejoice in you.
能够我哋能够欢喜快乐嘅心喺你嘅面前。
To you be the glory and the honor and power forever.
系所有尊贵能力荣耀都归翻俾你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣嘅名祈求。
Amen. Amen.